Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg bereik môre 'n maksimum van 24, Johannesburg 22.
In the traffic this afternoon, still some serious issues in Johannesburg, especially on the N3 heading southbound from the Galilee's interchange and the Mike 1 heading southbound from Killarney Bend through Crown.
In your sport headlines, Kylian Mbappe included in Real Madrid's squad for the Champions League tomorrow and Naomi Osaka knocked out of the China Open.
Die minister van polisie, Senzo Mqunu, het besoek afgelê aan die families van die slagoffers van laasweek Vrydag se massa-skietvoorval in Lusikisiki. Dis nou in die Oos-Kaap en die polisie sê daar is vordering gemaak in die ondersoek. Tydens 'n media-konferensie in die verband het Mqunu beloof dat geregtigheid sal geskied.
We will do everything to ensure that we promote the rule of law in the country, that we bring order in this country, that we deal with criminals in this country head on when it is necessary.
Die departement van arbeid spits om intussen toe op klagtes uit die pad- en spoorvervoerbedryf asook die logistieke bedryf tydens 'n onlangse klopjag om te bepaal dat werknemers die relevante wetgewing gehoorsaam, is daar heelwat klagtes ontvang uit hierdie bedrywe. Die departement se inspekteur-generaal Aggie Muyilwa sê werkgewers wat arbeidswetgewing oortree, is ook oor die vingers getik nadat die stigting vir vragmotorbestuurders sekere eienaars en werkgewers uit
The department started a concerted effort. We inspected in total just under 800. In terms of compliance levels, most of the reports that we have show that a very strong feature in terms of non-compliance will be occupational health and safety.
En die minister van elektrisiteit, Khosiensa Ramakgopa, het intussen geïmpliseer dat daar moontlik ingegryp gaan word om te verhoed dat Eskom se voorgestelde tariefverhoging aan verbruikers goedgekeur word. Hy het by die Standard Bank Klimaatberaad in Johannesburg gepraat en hy sê dat sekere regeringsbeleid verligting kan bring in die verband.
We are working on an integrated energy plan and that has got three levers. The integrated resource plan that has gone out for public comments. What are the costs associated with the choices that we'll be making so that at the end of the day we are able to make determinations that are in the interest of the country.
China het intussen in verlede jaar 'n rekord werksgeleenthede in die groen energiebedryf geskep, 2,5 miljoen om presies te wees. Die rede, minstens 2/3 van die wêreld se sonne- en windkrag is in die land aangebring. Gauteng, môre mooi weer en koel, Pretoria 8:24, Johannesburg 6:22. In Mpumalanga en Limpopo word ligte oggendreën voorspel vir die plateaurand. Mbombela 8:21 en Skukuza 11:26, Polokwane 10:20 en Messina 14:23. Noordwes môre mooi weer en koel. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
Four in a row. More music you love and more music. Than anyone else. On the Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want.